فاقتلوا المشركين حيث وجدتموهم وخذوهم واحصروهم واقعدوا لهم كل مرصد.
Tonight's topic inshallah will be limited to a discussion on two verses only, two ayat. Both of them are from Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, verse number 5 and verse number 29. I will inshallah highlight the critical nature and the importance of these two verses, these two ayat, and their impact on the Muslim Ummah. I will not therefore give a complete and detailed tafsir, as this will take a lot longer than the time for this halakha. A complete and detailed tafsir will be forthcoming inshallah when we get to Surah At-Tawbah. As you all here know, we have spent more than 4 months and produced about 12 tapes, and we are not yet halfway through Surah Al-Baqarah. It will be a while before we get to Surah At-Tawbah, so please be patient. These two ayat, verse number 5 and verse number 29 of Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, are a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because in them Allah gave the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the rest of Muslims a well-defined and decisive solution to a problem that existed since the creation of Adam alayhi salam. Allah created Adam, and from Adam and Eve millions and millions of people were to be created. The purpose for all mankind was to worship Allah and Allah alone, and serve Allah on earth by living and conducting themselves according to the Sharia of Allah that was revealed to his messengers, to proclaim it and teach it to people. Listen to Allah in Surah Al-Dhariyat. Surah Al-Dhariyat, that's Surah 51, verse 56.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
I created the jinns and mankind for one purpose only, for no purpose other than to worship and serve me. So there is only one purpose for creating jinns and ins, and that is to worship and serve Allah on earth. Listen to Allah again in Surah An-Nahl, Surah 16, verse 36, that is Surah An-Nahl.
وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ.
We have surely sent a messenger from every people with command to worship and serve Allah and reject evil. So here again in Surah An-Nahl, Allah says that every neighborhood, every nation, every group of people were sent a messenger from them, telling them exactly what they needed to do on earth, and that is worship Allah and Allah alone. Allah again in Surah Az-Zumar, Surah Az-Zumar, Surah 39, verse 2 and 3.
فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين ألا لله الدين الخالص.
Worship Allah alone and offer him sincere devotion. Is it not to Allah that sincere devotion is due? Therefore we can see, brothers and sisters, the mission of all prophets and messengers was to see that Allah and Allah alone is worshipped and serve on earth. That very same mission became the mission of every Muslim. That's why we are different breed, we are different nation. When Iblis disobeyed Allah and refused to bow down to Adam, he became the first rebellious. So right then from the start of mankind, there was Iman and Kufr, truth and falsehood, obedience and rebellion. Iblis further promised Allah to lead the majority of mankind astray if he is to be granted respite till judgment day. Iblis' action and determination signal the beginning of the battle between truth and falsehood that will continue to go on till judgment day. The fighting armies of that battle were identified from day one. One army is and will always be led by Iblis and his followers from jinns and mankind. Their only objective is to see that as many humans as possible are led astray, leading a miserable life and worshipping and serving false deities. The other army, the party of Allah, representing all the believers, led by the prophets and messengers of Allah, have one objective too. That objective is to establish La ilaha illallah on earth and see to it that Allah and Allah alone is worshipped and served on earth. Therefore, any day, any moment, any day, any moment, there is a still one single kafir who worship anything other than Allah is clear evidence that the objective of the party of Allah has not yet been met and the battle must go on with utmost vigor. Our beloved Prophet, peace be upon him, alerted us to the seriousness of the battle between truth and falsehood by saying, أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يعبد الله وحده في الأرض. I was commanded to fight people until Allah alone is worshipped on earth. Notice, brothers and sisters, notice the words chosen by the greatest prophet, peace be upon him. He said he was commanded to fight people. He didn't say I was commanded to fight the Jews. He didn't say I was commanded to fight the pagans. He didn't say I was commanded to fight the Christians. He said he was commanded to fight people in general. So that includes everybody, everybody who does not worship Allah and does not serve Allah's purpose on earth. Those people could be Muslims or could be calling themselves Muslims if they don't have the right tawheed and the right aqidah. Allah has regulated the ways and means to deal with the rebellious and kafir. In Surah 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 5, Allah has revealed an ayah that has abrogated 114 previous ayah in the Holy Quran. No longer Muslims had to exercise patience and endure the hardship that was put on them by the kafir. No longer they had to take the punishment and do nothing about it. Listen to Allah in Surah 9, verse 5, Surah At-Tawbah, verse 5.
فَإِذَا انْسَلَخَ الْأَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمُ فَاقْتُلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَيْثُ وَجَدْتُمُوهُمْ وَخُذُوهُمْ وَاحْصُرُوهُمْ وَاقْعُدُوا لَهُمْ كُلَّ مَرْصَدٍ فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
When the forbidden months are past, then fight and slay the pagans wherever you find them, and seize them, gather them under a close watch, and lie in wait for them in every corner. This ayah is also nicknamed the verse of the sword, ayatul saif. It is so critical, and yet it has been deliberately concealed by the apostated leaders, scholars of Islam, and many apostated Muslims as well. Ask yourself, when was the last time you heard an imam mention this ayah on the minbar? Ask yourself, when was the last time a famous scholar or a well-paid scholar by an apostate leader brought this ayah up in any speech? Not only that this ayah has been deliberately concealed, but many apostate leaders, scholars, and Muslims alike feel apologetic about it and get defensive when this ayah is brought up by the kafir. And they quickly say, no, no, Islam was not spread by the sword. This ayah has abrogated the other ayah, lakum dinukum waliyadin. Lakum dinukum waliyadin is no longer the case. To you, your religion, and to me, mine, has been abrogated by ayah number 5, surah number 9, surah At-Tawbah. This ayah makes the direct connection between the sword and the objective of mankind on earth. That is, La ilaha illallah. This ayah cleared the way to establish La ilaha illallah using the sword. I generally refrain from citing poetry, but in some instances, it has a positive influence. I would like to quote an effective one here. The poets at that time said, السَّيْفُ أَصْدَقُ إِنْبَاءً مِّنَ الْكُتُبِ فِي حَدِّهِ الْحَدُّ بَيْنَ الْجِدِّ وَاللَّعِبِ ضِيدُ الصَّفَائِحِ لَا سُودُ الصَّحَائِفِ عَلَى مِتُونِهِنَّ جَلَاءُ الشَّكِّ وَالرِّيَبِ. The swords are more telling and convincing than the printed or written materials. With the edge of the sword, you differentiate between serious business and fun play. The sword plates are pure and white, unlike the pages of a book that are blackened by ink, making them impure and unclear. The tips of these swords determine the outcome of the battle between the truth and falsehood. These were good words. This ayah starts by saying, فَإِذَنْ سَلَخَ الْأَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمُ. The word in salakha or salakha indicate the detachment of something from something else that was attached to. The forbidden months were protecting the pagans. Listen to Allah's perfect choice of word. He chose the word in salakha because the forbidden months to the pagans were just like the skin to the meat. When the forbidden months were running, the pagans were protected by the forbidden months. And when the forbidden months have passed, these protective layers were detached from the pagans, and the pagans were exposed and ready to be dealt with by the Muslim. So the skin has uncovered the meat. When the skin is removed, the meat is exposed. Allah's choice of word has given us an amazing picture of the pagans with the forbidden months as a protective layer, and when the forbidden months are passed, the pagans are exposed with no protection. Then Allah's command is simple, to kill the pagan wherever they can be found. Allah here used the word kill. No longer Allah is talking about just do jihad, just perform jihad, just do da'wah, or start fighting. He issues a command to kill, to destroy, to find them anywhere and destroy them. The first order is to kill the pagan. Can you see now the connection between the order to kill the pagan and Allah's decree as to what religion should exist on the Arabian Peninsula? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said no two religions should exist on the Arabian Peninsula. Can you see the connection between what the Prophet has told us and this ayah? This verse is actually the implementation of that, or that is what's supposed to be used to prevent any religion other than Islam to exist on the Arabian Peninsula. Verse 5 of Surah At-Tawbah give gives us the means to make sure that only Islam remains as the only religion in the Arabian Peninsula. Ibn Kathir has this to say about this ayah. Ibn Kathir, in his interpretation, in volume 2, page 337, Ibn Kathir goes on to say, as soon as the forbidden months have passed, then the pagans should be killed. Muslims should chase them, should find them, should go after them, and should kill them.